Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on the Holderness Family Podcast, we're back from vacation
and back at each other's throats. I wonder how many people sleep consistently in separate bedrooms.
Vacations not only cost you money, they cost you money. Like, they cost you money because you're spending it, and they also cost you money because you're not making it.
We're the most codependent couple I know, and now we're going to spend a week together? Is this crazy? Should we actually be spending a week apart?
We're talking about sabotage cycles.
Because if I sabotage it, I have control over it. Things are going great. I am so in love with you, but I feel like this is going too well. I'm going to protect myself by really messing things up right now. And
away.
We
go.
Stop. No. Hey, I'm Kim.
And I'm Penn. We are the Holderness Family. You may have seen our corny videos on the social medias.
Yes, we are on the social medias and we make some videos. But this, by the way, is my favorite thing we do.
Yeah, it's kind of our hour of therapy we yes. have for each other every week. It's a podcast, a little bit longer. We try to laugh a lot, but also we're thinking about stuff. We're using our brain holes.
We would absolutely love it if you were part of our little podcast family. And you can do that by hitting the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to us right now. If you're so inclined, we would love it if you left us a rating and review. And really, that's just like the podcast way of like helping people find our podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to this podcast, you know that aside from trying to laugh together, we're trying to learn together. We're trying to become better at marriaging.
Yes.
If you will. And so we're recording this as we've already finished the conversation, but it was funny. We initially were going to just talk about how great our week was together when we went on vacation. And of course, it just it opened up several new fun cans.
Fun cans of crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. We got some fun cans of crazy, but we talk all about like acknowledging our sabotage cycle and how we sabotage a perfect situation and what sparks fights and just knowing when you know, I think when you're aware, how you can avoid these things. Anyway, it was a good conversation.
And here it is. Let me get the phlegm out.
Oh, all right. For the love.
I know a lot of you have been emailing wondering what is it like right before you press record. This is it.
No, let's not do that.
Yeah, we're using it. Thanks, Max. Here we go. Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's your summer going?
Wow. We had the most amazing start to our summer.
It's funny how you really accentuated start. Why would you accentuate start? Is it because last week was insane?
Well, I think that... So here's a little story about a marriage and some highs and some lows. And we want to share this with you because I hope this entertains you, but also makes you feel like, oh, wait, that's what's happening in my life. Yeah.
Why don't you share that with people?
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. So Penn and I did this weird, like, magical thing where we found a summer camp that both our 9-year-old and 12-year-old were of age for and got into. And it was like this weird, beautiful mind, like, chalkboard moving heaven, earth, and solar systems.
Oh, in order to make it happen.
But it happened. And we did it. I mean, summer camp is an amazing experience for children, but mostly it was an amazing experience for us.
Oh, yeah. We had a really good time at our kids' summer camp.
I know. And I was praying that they liked it because it was amazing.
Yeah.
We love California. So we chose a summer camp in California because Penn and I wanted a vacation in California.
That's right. And the last 3 or 4 times we've been there, our kids have been there with us, and we've been to these things called, and look, no judgment, there are these things called like VidCon and Playlist, and there are these places where you take your kids, and it's where other people who make the YouTube and the Facebook videos go. And for a lot of people, it's kind of the highlight of their
Well, those people are thing. Like yeah. much, yeah, they have, yeah.
Right. And it just for us, it is, it's just keeping our kids from melting down and bribing them with sugar because it goes from like 8 a.m. until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so that's not a vacation for
us. No. So we went to the central coast of California, which we had never spent time in before.
Yeah.
But I was nervous, I have to tell you, Penn Holderness.
Why were you nervous?
About spending 1 week alone with my husband. No work, no kids, just me and you. Were you nervous?
No. No, well, because I was the one who was planning it, and I really did. The itinerary was fairly full. Like, if it was me and you on like at a beach house with no other plans,
yeah,
we would have run out of stuff to talk about on day one.
Right.
Like, it needed to have an adventure element to it. Because, frankly, I mean, you and I, and we'll get to kind of the reason why I'm talking about this. You and I really do spend a lot of time together already. So like a lot, I think the traditional marriage, the husband and wife would, they drop the kids off and be like, hey, there's my husband. You know, I haven't seen or talked to you, I feel like, in a year. What's been going on? Tell me about your boss. Like, tell me about traveling to work. Tell me about some of the office dynamics. Tell me a little bit about all of those things. But you and I do everything together.
Yeah, and that's what I was packing for this trip. And first of all, I realized that you and I had not been alone for a week away since our honeymoon, okay, which is
truth.
2005.
Facts.
You and I travel for quick weekends for work, or we have visited friends, but there's always been another person element, something else.
So something else we have to do.
Something else we have to do, or other social dynamics that it's not just us. So you and I had not been alone, just you and I, for a week since 2005. I was packing for this. I'm like, holy crap. We work together. We raise kids together. We're the most codependent couple I know. And now we're going to spend a week together. Is this crazy? Should we actually be spending a week apart?
Yes. Should our vacation have been you go to Majorca?
Yes.
And you go to Vegas.
Wherever boys go that like to watch sports.
Vegas.
So by the way, that is a trend of couples, very happy marriages vacationing separately.
Can we pause for a second? And
yeah.
I want you to tell me where your place would be and what that week would look like. Because that's a good question.
And I do believe, I think we do this in small ways of like girls' weekends or guys' weekends or whatever. But again, that's like, I would say I did take a vacation by myself in my 20s. I put it on a credit card. This is like anti-Dave Ramsey, but I had a month off of between jobs and I put it on a credit card. I went to Paris. So I went to France and did like the train around France. So I would go to France and just eat all the bread and drink all the wine.
Would you be by yourself or would you be with friends?
I would be by myself.
By yourself?
I had... Besides our honeymoon and then this vacation we just took, my favorite vacation ever was my vacation by myself.
Okay. I would have some trouble going on a vacation by myself. I did that once. I went to like this deserted island by myself, this place called Cape Lookout where my family used to have a house. And I was like, I'm going to go there for 5 days. I'm really just going to reset. I'm going to bring my dogs with me. I'm going to write some music. I'm just going to come back and I'm going to find myself.
Yeah.
And I did. I found myself, but it took like 14 hours. I came home.
You were like okay, I found.
Where is the rest of the world? I need people to get energy from.
Oh my God.
So I came home 3 days early.
I know. I remember. That's right when we first started dating.
Yep. But I found myself.
Yeah.
I was good. Didn't need too much more time. So I would not go to
Where
Vegas.
Where would you go?
I would not go to Vegas. I would go to Vegas if I had 24 hours.
Right. Where would you go if you had a week?
Maybe London. Maybe London. I really like Indian food and soccer. Like, right, if it was this week, I would go to London. I would, because they have Wimbledon's on. I'd go watch Wimbledon. I'd go to a couple pubs. I would eat some Indian food. I'd visit, like, and I would also bring some friends with me.
Okay, so that's the difference. Okay, so there is a trend of, like, married couples vacationing separate, like, happily married couples. Like, that's, yeah. I mean, so that's no shame in that. But, so we were about to embark on this trip, and let me tell you what was so hot, you guys. So neither Ben nor myself, we're not super duper planners. We like to, on vacation, our vacation style is like buy plane tickets, have a rough idea of what city we're going to be into, but then it's me in the morning like going on Yelp reviews trying to find dinner reservations or what museums we should be taking the kids to. Penn made this binder. Let me tell you, it was day by day of what we're going to do, the weather where we were going to be, because like the in California can vary between like 100 degrees inland and then like 50 degrees in the coast, and like the weather where we're going to be, and day by day activities and reservations. It was hot. Let me tell you,
the things that turn you on.
I know it was working for me. Yeah. All right. So we had an itinerary.
Let me just say, it's not really my thing to do these sorts of binders.
Yes.
But without it, we were going to be hosed. It's not the kind of thing where we could just be adventurous, because mm-hmm. we decided to make this happen during the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
Which was 10 minutes away from where the kids were at camp. And so everything was $1 billion more than it normally is. So I had to like find a couple of kind of back road things, like friends of mine who could help me sort of find places that weren't $1,000 a night.
Yeah.
So the binder was necessary.
I love you, but I don't love you $1,000 a night.
No.
No.
That's
no, I do not.
That happens once in a lifetime, and it's called a honeymoon.
Yes. And even that, I don't think we.
Oh, no, anyway, we didn't.
So let me tell you guys. We had a great time, but we had to get used to silence. It was very weird.
Oh, you thought it was weird? I thought you, like...
In the beginning, it was, like, we sat together by the pool one day, and I read a book for, like, 2 hours in our little bungalow pool thing, and we didn't talk for 2 hours.
I thought that was what you wanted. Like, that seems to be the thing that you like. I hated it.
There was pressure. There's always pressure to kind of like fill the space and fill the time. Like I got used to it, and I like it was nice just to like have you like there, but not like needing to talk, you know?
Right. And I think we got to that point because if we had been talking, it would have been, so what are we going to do for work next week?
Yeah.
Like we would have gone back to talking about our lives that we are trying to get away from.
Right. And then we did have some great conversations and talked. We did talk about parenting a little bit, but we talked like normal people, and we didn't talk about work, which is crazy. I was I was super proud of us.
We made this revelation that it's way too early to make, but you looked at me and you said, we're kind of preparing ourselves for being empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really interesting thought. First of all, it didn't surprise me that it came from you, because you look around the curvature of time a lot at what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that we heard that in the middle of a vacation when we were supposed to be just kind of enjoying the moment. But you were right. I think even though we've got, 8-9 years before that happens to us? 10 years? 9 years?
Well, yeah.
There's going to be that point where, and I know a lot of other parents have experienced it, where the kids all leave and then you just sort of look at each other and you're like, what do we do now?
Yeah. And so, but by the way, I think I did some research on this, that statistically, there are a huge percentage of divorces that happen when kids leave for college. My parents, for example, like I left for school and it was like a couple years later. And that, by the way, that split probably should have happened years before. So,
but they kept it together until
Kept it together. And I think that's what happens, is like kids leave and the distraction leaves, and then you're faced with each other. And then if you don't like the conversations that are happening, like it's too late right at that moment to start doing the work.
Well, so when you said that to me on the vacation, was there some anxiety in that?
I have a lot of anxiety about that because my personal history.
Oh.
So
I didn't think about that. I'm sorry.
No. But that's about like what happens when, because I will say we had a lovely week together, but fast forward to picking up kids at camp, traveling back, getting thrown back into, as everybody knows, you take a week off, you pay for it for 3 weeks. So getting thrown back into a hectic work schedule with like 4 conference calls a day. And I mean, we're blessed to do the work we do, hashtag blessed, but like there was actual work to be done. And you and I, we went from one of the best marriage weeks to one of our toughest marriage weeks. In that 2 week span, like we felt all the feels.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was, we were working a lot, but the communication that we, and the trust that we had built when we were sitting around and it was just us, seemed to have vanished very quickly when we got home.
Yeah. And I think that it took me a few days to, I mean, down to like, there was a night we usually, and we'll get to sleeping in separate beds in a moment, but there was a night we slept in separate rooms because I was like, I'm just done. We need to have some time apart. We've spent a lot of time together. We need to have like a minute apart. And
I'm not normally, I'm usually the person trying to fix those issues.
But you were in an impossible situation, and I'll call myself out because I know my pattern, and I think it's important that everybody knows their own fight cycle.
Right.
And my fight cycle is, things are going great. I am so in love with you. But I feel like this is going too well. Things are going to get bad. I know they're going to be bad at some point. I need to prepare myself for that. So what I'm going to do is a preemptive strike. I'm going to protect myself by really messing things up right now. And so, and I do this in our relationship and then just life in general. If things are going too well, I don't trust that it's going to last. So I'm going to create some junk for us to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, you're not normally an Esther.
A what?
An S-stirrer.
Oh, I was like, Esther. I'm like, my old boss, I'm not an Esther. What?
I'm using a term that you use sometimes.
Yes.
You're not normally one of those people. It was a little jarring that entire week you just were stirring up S.
That the week after we got back, I was finding ways to start fights.
Yeah.
And I was seeing, I could step out of myself enough to know, like, this isn't, why are you doing this? Like, why? And I was doing it because I knew things were going to get back to normal. I knew things were going to get back to just air traffic control. So, like, let's just do this, right? And I am sorry. But I was 2 weeks later. I know. But that is my fight cycle. So if things are too good.
Right.
I'm going to mess it up because I need to protect myself. And it's going to be, if you can't leave me, you're not going to hurt me. I'm going to do it. Watch me. I'm going to do it. And so it makes no sense.
No.
No. But in a way it does, because my trust issues aren't that you're going to leave me for another woman. My trust issues are that long term our marriage.
We're going to run out of stuff to talk about.
That our marriage isn't going to work.
Or that we're just keeping it together until our kids leave.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so maybe this will keep you from being so insane next time we get back from vacation. But I'm not going to leave you. I really love you. I think like I really am very lucky to have you, except for the week that we get back from vacation. Then I'm not lucky. Then I'm very unlucky. But that's 1 week out of 52. You know, that's still a pretty good deal.
But I feel like now we've identified that's my cycle.
I was already thinking about this. Great, we've identified it. You're still gonna do it.
No, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, you are.
I think that if I'm gonna work on it. I think what we need to do to practice this is take another week away. I'm kidding. We can't afford
to go broke.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vacations not only cost you money, they cost you money. Like, they cost you money because you're spending it, and they also cost you money because you're not making it. If you run your own business, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of miss the days of the paid vacation where you have like a fixed amount of money.
I'm not going to complain about the job we have.
So, but listen, this is going to happen again, right? Yeah. And I can't just say, oh, you're being the, I just got back from vacation B again. Like, or I can't say that because I know you're going to be, I mean, you know what I mean? I would never say that anyway. I can't say, honey, I think you're doing it again.
No.
Because it's not like when you're doing it, you have any control over it.
Right. And I think...
So what... Here, hang on. What do I do? What do I do next time this happens? Do I leave?
No.
Because what I did last week was I spent a lot of time up here.
No,
podcasting room and just tried to put my head down and get work done.
So there was a night you grabbed a pillow, you went to the guest room, and I think that that's when I was like, oh, and of course he left. Of course he, this is what's going to happen because everything good comes to an
you
end.
You told me to leave.
I know. So... But that's when I was like, oh, he's leaving because I am a terrible human being.
You're not a terrible human being. You just were.
No, but I think that I am trying to be more self-aware. I think what I will do is just, it's going to be some like inside work that the old Kimster is going to have to do that after a, but I do this. Like when things are going great, no matter what it is, I will find, I do not trust it.
Is the word sabotage? Am I using that correctly?
100%.
Okay.
Because if I sabotage it, I have control over it. And if it's going to be terrible, but I made it terrible, not you. It is, this does not make sense, but this is like the, what's happens inside my brain.
So it's a lack of control that's causing you to sabotage it.
Right. And if I can sabotage it, I'm in control.
Because I've watched TV shows, and even I think I may have some friends who do this to their relationships. They've said it to me. They've said, I always sabotage a relationship when I get to a certain point. And I never understood why. You're saying it's because that's
how
you keep...
Well, for me, yeah.
Well, but you're not the only one who's doing this.
Right. And everybody does it. So by the way, you have your things too.
What do I do to sabotage?
I don't think... You are pretty gifted in that you don't sabotage things. I think in your brand of crazy is like you get very, when there's a long list of things to do, you get very overwhelmed and snippy. And so.
Facts.
Facts.
Very true.
That's our millennial language, facts. But so you do this thing where the sky is falling a little bit when there's an overwhelming amount of things to do. But I know that about you, and I can say, like, let's make a list. Let's write. And it helps you to, like, that's why you make a list on a piece of paper that you lose, but it helps you to write things down.
Right.
And, like, you get overwhelmed. But that's not in our relationship. That's not a, you know, that's just a work thing.
Yeah. But I guess that's a way of me trying to keep control.
Yeah.
So that's true. And I don't really care about my relationship at that point. I care about getting back into control. It happens on Monday mornings,
right,
and Sunday nights,
right,
and by Friday it's always better. So I guess that is a cycle.
Yeah, it's just like that's your cycle, and everybody should know theirs, and be like self-aware enough to know like what am I doing to mess this up? Because and I would have to say, like, you would be, I would love you to email me if you have no fight cycles or sabotage cycles, we'll call them. If you have none, I want to meet you and I want you to be a guest on this podcast.
Do you want to know something funny? I'm glad we're doing this because we're talking through this stuff. We were going to sit down and tell you guys about our vacation, about the good stuff in our vacation.
Well, who needs to hear that?
I know.
Nobody and needs to hear
now
that.
Now we're talking about abandonment issues, fight cycles, sleeping in separate beds. It sounds like we're getting divorced.
No.
We're not. But it, like, but we really had a good... Can we talk for 5 seconds about the vacation? It was awesome.
I have to say, like, we were able to... I highly recommend you moving heaven and earth, get your kids in camp, and connecting with your person before you become an empty nester, because we had an amazing time.
Yeah. And I think when the U.S. Open isn't going on, Central California is actually kind of affordable.
I haven't experienced that.
No, but, we didn't. But I looked up the rates like a week later, and they're not terrible. Okay. There's this wine region that is definitely like half the price of Napa.
Yeah.
That's called Paso Robles. It's right like not too far away from where their camp was. There is this whole area that's free to just drive down. Called Big Sur. It's this giant like redwood forest, and there's a ton of places you can pull over to, and you can go camping. Camping's not expensive.
We went glamping.
Glamping is expensive.
It was bizarrely expensive.
Well, U.S. Open. Hey, everybody else there, they went glamping, and then they put on their polos and went to watch Tiger Woods.
I know. So, by the way, we did all these like vlogs that you guys, if you want to, like, just check our YouTube channel. If you can't get enough, we did some vlogs and glamping and stuff. But I just feel like nobody really needs to hear about our vacation. But I have to say, like, I loved connecting with you.
Yeah.
It made me super hopeful and excited about being an empty nester. Like, I'm excited. And I was thinking, like oh, we're like dropping the last one off at college or wherever he decides to go. And then, like, ooh, where should we go? I'm going to go to Japan. Like, yeah. I want to eat sushi in Japan. And I want to do all this stuff. So... and that's also so funny that we think we're going to be able to afford college and sushi trips to Japan.
If we send our kids to college, we're coming right back here. We're downsizing.
I know. And but I love that. But back to sleeping in separate beds.
Oh my gosh, we're still not done talking about the vacation.
No, nobody wants to hear about our vacation.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do believe, here's my theory, that happy marriages exist
in separate beds.
In separate rooms. not separate beds, separate rooms. Here's why.
This is a good debate. This will not be 100% agreed on, but I bet it goes 50-50.
And I can't wait to hear, like, hit us up on Instagram about this, about how you guys handle this. So yeah. Penn and I have different, and our doctor calls it sleep hygiene. So he and I have very different sleep hygiene. He watches a video or a show or something just on an iPad.
Sometimes, most of the time. Sometimes I read.
Sometimes he reads. That's true. And then, but has to like be listening to something.
Or
to
thinking about something.
Listening to something to fall asleep. So he'll put headphones in. If it's not pitch black, I can have like the bathroom light can't be on with the door closed. Like it has to be pitch black.
If I may jump in, if there is a light on in the back of our bathroom, in the closet.
With the door closed.
With both doors closed. Like, so the closet door is closed and the actual bathroom door is closed. So there's a bar of light underneath the door that can only be described as extremely faint.
It wakes me up.
That's not happening.
So I have to, and I don't, the sleep mask, I pull them off in the middle of the night so they don't work. So I have to have very, and then I have a white noise app that I use because I have to like have some white noise because my lovely, gorgeous, sexy husband snores.
Yeah. And it's getting worse.
And I'm a very light sleeper.
Right.
So I would say about 3 nights a week, I do a swift kick in the kidneys and you end up in the guest room.
And before that happens, and by the way, I know everyone's screaming, like, get one of those things. And like, wait, I've tried so many of them. And in fact, I just purchased another one, like a snoring, anti-snoring device. I don't have apnea.
Yeah,
I don't think, but it's a nose thing.
A sleep study, but he has gone to the doctor, and it's not apnea that they can tell. Although he's not done a sleep study,
it's like a misalignment with your tongue and your throat and that sort of thing.
So
the fact that I can snore with my mouth closed means something different,
right?
And I do.
Yes, he does snore with his mouth closed. Yeah.
So meanwhile, I have chronic shoulder pain.
Yeah.
Because I can't sleep on my back because my wife's kicking me in the kidneys. Because I'm snoring, right? We're going back and forth to whose fault it is. I mean, it's my fault. I'm snoring.
No.
But it's you know, I think as someone who's snoring, when you get woken up with like a kick to the kidneys, your first reaction is like, I can't help it, which is true. But the way to help it is you either get this thing to put in your mouth that, you know, I guess turns into a pacifier for some people, or you just go to separate rooms.
Yeah. And there's, let me say, we have friends who are happily married who just maintain separate bedrooms. You can still do the fun stuff of marriage, and then like she has like her own room that she's decorated, and that's where she goes at night because she likes to go to bed at 9 o'clock and she likes to wake up at, you know, 4:30 to make a 5:15 workout class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she does that. Whereas he likes to stay up late and watch movies, and he sleeps in until like right before he has to go to work. So, and they happily
work together,
and they maintain a very like that they sleep. So when they go to their rooms, they can sleep. And I don't think that like sleeping in separate bedrooms is a terrible thing. I hope this pacifier, but is it like a snore thing he just ordered? I hope that works because I actually like you with me. But if it doesn't, like we can just be separate. Love you.
Do you really like me with you?
I do.
I'm not saying this is not an indictment on you at all. I know that during the day you like me to be next to you at all times.
I love you.
Kind of like a trained puppy waiting for what you need. I know you like that. But at night, you're not a snuggler.
No.
Fine with me, not a snuggler. Like if my foot accidentally touches your foot.
I'm getting better about that. I'll touch your foot. Don't I sound like a dream to be in bed with?
Well, you're very, I mean, you are actually, you know what, let's just move on. There are parts that but that part doesn't touch me.
Be in bed with me, but don't touch
the
me.
The part of bed that I like the most doesn't take all 10 hours of time when we're in bed together.
Oh, this is a family.
No, I thought I did a pretty good job explaining that.
So, so that being said, I don't think it is a terrible idea to just kind of keep that option open of like a guest room option, but then that scares me a little bit of like, then are we the people that just like have
do you think I'm
gonna
cheat on you in the other bed?
No, but just that, like, then does that lead to like a separate just everything?
I certainly hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be us.
Yeah.
If it is, it is. You just mentioned, I don't think that family you mentioned is the only family that we know that does that. I think there's, you know, I have a friend in California who has not, like, their marriage has gotten progressively better every year that I've known them. And one of the things that they did was they moved to separate rooms. So
I wonder how many people sleep consistently in separate bedrooms. Like,
it's more than you think.
And like, but for like sleep hygiene reasons, not because
you're fighting. Yeah, I don't know. I do remember that we asked Christopher about this.
Yeah.
If you listen to our podcast regularly, Christopher Evanston is he's the pastor at our church, but he's also kind of because we don't go to church enough, we just make him come over and talk to us about our marriage because he's like a licensed marriage guy. And he said that if you are going to separate rooms because of snoring and sleep, that is not a thing. If you're going to separate rooms because you're fighting, that's a thing that needs to get addressed and tuned up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have to say, so last night I kicked you out of bed and you went to, I slept great. I woke up at 6:30 without an alarm. And oh, by the way, if you just heard that ding, that was not your phone. It was ours. I slept great. You probably slept great. And we're going to have a more productive day because of
it. Yeah. I slept pretty well. I don't sleep great in the, this is a, we need a better mattress.
Okay.
In the guest room, because our mattress is better.
Okay.
We need a better mattress.
Okay.
And then we'll work it out.
Okay. Yeah. So that podcast right there took a lot of little loop-de-loos.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Oh, are we done?
Well, I mean, we can wrap things up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. No, but this...
What have we learned today?
I've learned that I'm excited to be in an empty nest with you.
Well, that's nice. I'll tell you, I have had a stereotype against empty nesters because you think about them and you see them walking down the street and they are walking very slow and they're like walking next to each other and you never see either of them. There's one in our street. You never see them open their mouths. They're just walking next to each other without talking. And to me, I would say before this vacation, that gave me some anxiety. Like, what are you going to do on a walk?
Yeah.
If you're not going to talk? But then we went on this 3-hour hike.
Oh, actually, we got lost.
It was supposed to be a 3-hour hike. It ended up being a 4-hour hike where you got poison oak in a very disgusting way.
Yeah. Why was it disgusting?
I don't know. It was fine until you put all that like shiny ointment on it.
Oh, the treatment of it was terrible. I was like, I'm sorry.
No, it was the rest of it was fine. Anyway. We walked next to each other without talking for maybe
hours.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
And the first 5 minutes I was a little anxious. And by the end it was like, oh, I'm just walking next
to
my girl.
Yeah, we've become those people who don't talk. I actually see empty nesters and I'm jealous of them all.
I know.
Not that I wish away this point of parenting, but there are days where I wish away this point of parenting.
Yeah. Do you think, because there are people, one of our good friends, Melanie, she just dropped her oldest off for college and that was tough for her.
Yeah. Right? Oh, no, I will be a mess. Like I will be like, if we're still doing this podcast, be prepared for that one. Because as much as I like to, complain about my kids, I'm obsessed and you know I won't be able to deal.
So we're gonna have, I think maybe it's good that we are practicing for this.
Yeah.
Practicing for empty nesting, occasionally sleeping in separate beds and working on the whole thing where when you get back from a perfect week you don't act like you just did.
I love you.
I love you too, babe.
And I like you.
I like you too. Let's get going on our work week.
I love
you. I'm gonna go make a list.
Oh,
and we're
going
to get some stuff done.
If you've made it to this point in the podcast, we'd love it if you took a screenshot and you tagged us on Instagram. We're at the Holderness Family. If you leave a rating or a review on iTunes, we can't comment back to them for some reason, but we read them all. And they are super amazing. And you just go to iTunes. You can hit 5 stars if you liked it. If you liked it, you can leave fewer stars if you didn't. And leave us a comment. We love it. We love it. So thank you.
Have a great day. Have a great week. Make sure and tell your loved one that you love them with loving thoughts. I'm working on like a good, like...
with loving thoughts.
No, I'm working on a good kind of outro thing. You know how people have like a sign-off?
They're like, yeah.
Be good to each other.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So stay thirsty, my friend.
What is that from?
Dos Equis. We need a sign-out.
What about just be nice? No, isn't that Ellen's? Ellen says be nice, or Ellen says something.
Be excellent to each other.
No.
That's Bill and Ted. Party on, dudes.
Stay classy, San Diego.
That's Ron Burgundy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay.
How about just love your lover and like your lover? No, it's too much L's. Love and like each other. Mm-hmm. Be good.
They're all taken.
All right. please send us some ideas.
Send us some sign-up ideas.
We're going to outsource this. Bye.
Bye.